some effort. You've ended, as they say, everyone's saying, a 25-year drought from American success, but you've got to pay credit to your horse. He was a real superstar over these 4 days.
I can't say enough about him. He just, he never stops surprising me how much fight he has in him, how hard he tries to leave the rails up. I mean, he's the feeling over the big wide oxers with him, it's amazing.
We know he's obviously a speed machine. He won the speed class on round one, but coming into another round, a sixth round of jumping, what were your thoughts going into that, taking on Steve Gerdat?
Well, I was not too concerned because he felt bright in the final round today, the second round today, and when he went out to the warm-up ring and we were waiting for the jump-off, he was neighing, and he feels great this week, as good as ever.
You say surprise. What were your expectations coming into the week? Because we know that, obviously, you've been runner-up here before, you know the whole deal of the Rolex weekend, but what were your real expectations?
Well, I another gal asked me this earlier. I really try to keep my mind very clearly focused on always having a shot to win. I try not to let negative thoughts come in my mind. I know he has the capability, and I came here thinking, you know, I could win it. And this is the year. He's 16 years old. He's in his prime. And if things go well and a little luck, you know, I felt like I could win it.
Well, obviously, though, this is part of, as you say, a big year for you. Now, you've got part one done. My goodness me, you'd like to be part two. Would be in London 2012, I assume.
Well, that would be quite an honor to be on the U.S. team in London, and I hope it works out.
Do you think this might just have given the selectors a huge nudge? I mean, have you got to still go and do selection trials to be part of the team, or does this go a long way to securing a berth?
Well, I think this will have some effect on the selectors. Regardless, they can't blank this out of their minds. I mean, that was a championship performance by a championship caliber horse, and I do still have to do the trials. I mean, that's the way it's all written up, and it has to be very proper and legal in the United States, and so he will jump more big tracks before London, guaranteed.
And for you, where does this rate, this victory here at the Rolex FIA World Cup? Is it the proudest moment in your career?
This rates right up at the top. Yeah, this is as good as in my career, for sure, as I've experienced.